Oh my God, guys, I am back on the podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I took a much needed break from social media and business coaching since January, and I just could feel it in my bones, you know, that this year would be different and that big changes were coming on the horizon. And this episode, I will share with you my journey from these past few months. Trust me, it was really eventful. I will also share my thought process as well as the five signs it is time for you to maybe pivot your business. Who knows, maybe new entrepreneurial pursuits are in your future. So let's find out together. Let's do it. Welcome to the Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Patricia Bourgeois, certified business coach. I am here to help you up-level, generate consistent wealth, increase your confidence, attract dream clients, and master your mindset so that you can fully own your power and achieve next-level results in your online business and beyond. Every week, a powerful conversation will take place with amazing guests, or I'll share from my experience to help inspire you to start and scale the business of your dreams while being powerfully you. The time has come to stop playing small, stop hiding, and stop waiting. Now is the perfect time for you to passionately pursue your heart's desire as the powerful leader you were born to be. Are you ready? Let's do this. So, where was I these past few months? Focusing on me. It is so refreshing to do. I highly recommend. Some of the things that I've done in these past few months are, you know, I've organized my office space with like new furniture. Like, this is something I wanted to do for such a long time. I also started a new hobby, and I did some diamond painting. I don't know if you know about that, but it's so fun, so relaxing. I also created a new beauty corner with a new vanity, and I organized my makeup, my skincare products. To be honest, I truly believe every woman on this planet needs a beauty corner. It is life-changing. I also went back to the gym. I signed up for weekly twerking classes. Oh my God, it is so fun to just shake that booty. I cannot tell you. I also spent more quality time with friends, with family. I started therapy and weekly career counseling. I got really clear, you know, on my goals, my vision, my values, my mindset block, my zone of genius, all of the things going back, you know, to the base. It was really, really enlightening. I also got my dream tattoo for my 30th birthday. Oh my gosh, like, I am so in love. It is insane. I bought a PS5. I played Hogwarts Legacy. Oh my gosh. All the Harry Potter fans in the room, where are you? It is such a fun game. I also got my third lobe piercing. I purchased a new car. To be honest, I purchased a lot of things that were necessary, that were on our list for such a long time. And I am just so, so proud of ourselves, me and my husband. We've come a long way, and so many great things, you know, are happening in our lives, and I'm so blessed for all of it. But beyond the physical, beyond the material things, I took some time for myself to connect to my intuition, my infinite wisdom. Sometimes, like, we reach so far outside of ourselves for answers when they are inside of us all along. And I kept seeing signs and omens of a phoenix rising, truly like a rebirth of some sort. And I was so right. And it's so funny that the last episode was about the phoenix with Talia, which is so, like, not a coincidence. It's so funny. I enrolled in a psychic development class, and I started keeping a journal of my psychic hits and dreams, as well as getting certified in energy healing and Reiki. And I realized that is the deep transformation I've always wanted to learn to do. It's such, like, oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful thing to know how to do and to be able to provide that transformation and that well-being for people, honestly, there's no like words, you know, to describe how gratifying, like how rewarding that is. And I also took time to reevaluate and reflect on the past few years and everything I've accomplished, but knowing deep inside that this isn't it, you know, like there's always this little feeling in the back of your head where you're like, yeah, this is great, but what else is there, you know? And I know you know what I'm talking about. And I think it's so crucial to take note of your growth, how far you've come, but also your happiness levels, you know? Are you truly happy? And does your work really bring you joy? And I wasn't this existential, you know, questioning, you know, because I knew, you know, back in 2020, during the middle of the pandemic, I truly believe I was called to coaching because it could help so many people. And my goal was to make a difference in people's lives. And it made me happy for a while until it didn't, you know, for so many reasons. For one, like I found myself sucked into that toxic cycle of launching again and again. It really damaged my self-esteem, and it also added like monetary pressures to succeed, which is not always fun when you're trying to keep, you know, a positive mindset. And it's also the fact that the coaching industry also pushes you to invest again and again and again in coaches to show that you are a coach, who invest in a coach. And sometimes, you know, who you invest in promises you the world. Honestly, it just puts a strain. Like, it really put a strain on my mental health, my marriage. I completely lost myself, you know, in the pursuit of success. And the coaching industry in itself is not the problem. Although some people might say it is toxic on different levels. Let me know if you want me to do like a special episode on those points. I can go over, you know, what makes it toxic and what to watch out for. Just let me know, shoot me a DM. But the problem is that many of us get into the industry not really trusting our own self and what is best for us. And we are so easily swayed by pretty words and fabricated results. Anyways, I'll probably do an episode on the industry itself, but this episode isn't about that, right? I just knew in my gut that it was time to pivot. And with time, I was also able to pinpoint the exact 5 signs that pushed me there. So let's go through them one by one, the 5 signs you are ready to pivot in your business. Sign number 1, you are feeling uninspired and bored. So I could honestly stare at my computers for hours and hours because I didn't know what to say anymore. I didn't know what to post. I was feeling so freaking bored of repeating myself over and over. And the belief that you need to hone in your niche and speak about the same topics over and over and over were just like bleeding me dry of any inspiration. As a 3-5 manifesting generator, you know what I'm talking about, you know? And I was also feeling so like bored of other people's content. Like I was just scrolling and it all looked like the same to me. And it was just so bland and so inauthentic. And you could just see the desperation in the posts. And I was just like, you know, like so out of it as a whole. The second sign is not seeing the results you'd hope for despite all the efforts. And this one is a big one because yes, we are in this business to help people, but also make a living. So after almost 4 years of blood and sweat and tears, like I was nowhere near where I'd hope I'd be. And I used to be so harsh on myself and asking myself, like, what was wrong with me? But I quickly realized, like, I was doing all the good things, all the efforts, all following all the strategies that were, you know, set to me by those famous, rich, amazing, successful coaches. And then I quickly realize, like, the collective consciousness is like waking up right now. And a lot of people are not having great experiences with coaches. And of course, people will be more aware, more savvy, and more reluctant to invest. And it was just becoming like too much for me to navigate. And the pressure to succeed was weighing on me like a ton of bricks. So always put your best interests first. Like, don't be afraid to pivot, to do what's best for you. You know, you got to be like, okay, this isn't working. As much as I would love for it to work, you know, consistently, sometimes we got to make those decisions, right? And the third sign is losing the passion, right? I naturally lost my passion for coaching and content creating. Like, I used to have so much fun with it and just show up and make all the reels and have fun and dress up. And even that felt like a chore. Like, I didn't even feel like waking up in the morning, and my mental health was really struggling. Like, I was wondering, like, what's the point? Like, I was failing to see the other side, the positive one. And this sign is the most significant to me, because since I'm such a passionate person with so much drive and energy, and here I was like with none of it, even my friends and family, they didn't even recognize me anymore, which is a lot about like the state I was in. So if you're feeling yourself losing the passion you once had, that's a big, big sign. The fourth sign is feeling isolated and alone. So I truly felt like misunderstood, and like no one got me, where I was coming from, why I had this vision. I was always being questioned. People didn't really understand what I was doing. And as much as I tried to explain it, it just felt like forced. And I honestly think I might have seemed crazy to the outside world. And I just felt alone, despite being in countless Facebook groups and networking calls. Thank God I had one good friend, shout out to Emily, who got me. Let me just say, our convos were fire, and without her, I would probably just have quit on business altogether, to be honest. So if you're feeling like isolated, if you feel alone, no matter how many people you know or how many connections you've made, you know, you don't have to keep going down that path. And finally, the fifth sign is greater opportunity for sustainable growth. I finally realize other opportunities were out there. You know, this isn't the end. You know, it's simply a chapter in my story, and I'm grateful for all of it. But it's time to move my focus to other entrepreneurial pursuits. You know, if you follow me on socials, you might have already seen the announcement. I decided to buy a franchise of an already well-established business in my area, selling well-known signature products. And the success is already there. The team is already built, and I simply have to follow the success and let my creativity shine. And it's honestly the best thing that could happen to me, because I just want to do the work. I just want to have fun with it, and I just want to meet new people, you know, and it's such a great opportunity. So I will end this episode saying this: if you are feeling discouraged, uninspired, and not seeing the results you hope for by now, this is an opportunity of gold for you to decide what is best for you, right? Either you keep on the same path and decide to get support or change your strategy or come up with new programs or services, or you can explore the world and see what other business models could maybe interest you or could better fit your values and goals. Honestly, anything is possible, and you are powerful beyond measure, and there's nothing you can do, okay? So you have all the power to change your situation. This is not the end, and there's always a solution. There's always another way of doing things. So lastly, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. The podcast kept growing without new episodes, and we now have crossed 16,000 total downloads. Thank you so much for your continued support, and don't go anywhere, because more episodes are coming. My first ever French episode will be dropping soon. I'm so excited about that. So yeah, thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to spread the message, leave a review, and subscribe. I would forever be grateful for you. I also want to hear from you, and I want to know your feedback and your questions for future episodes. So don't be shy, say hi, and send me a message at Powerful Female Leaders Podcast on Instagram. Until then, I'll see you on the next episode.